AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Federal health officials say cases of coronavirus continue to drop in the U.S.
Coronavirus infections are down to their lowest level since last June, and deaths are down, too, to a level not seen since July. The percentage of Americans who are fully vaccinated, 38%. About 48% have gotten at least one COVID shot, according to Bloomberg's COVID tracker. If you've been vaccinated, will you need a booster shot in the fall? The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says they don't know yet. Scientists are still tracking data on the virus and possible variants. I'm Rita Foley.
Louisiana officials are reporting they have detected the state's first two cases of a COVID-19 variant, first identified in India. Federal authorities have ordered a complete recall of a Las Vegas-based bottled water brand called Real Water. There's been at least one death linked to the alkalized drinking product and multiple cases of liver disease. A court ordered a halt to production this week, and existing supplies of Real Water are to be destroyed. Authorities say a 6-year-old boy was killed on a Southern California freeway when another driver fired into the victim's mother's car. Highway Patrol spokesman Florentino Oliveira on KABC-TV.
Her 6-year-old boy was seen in the right rear passenger seat in the booster seat. There was some type of road rage incident. Unfortunately, the boy in the back seat was shot.
Police are looking for a white sedan that was involved in the incident. A Georgia judge has agreed to unseal absentee ballots from November to allow for an audit of votes cast in Fulton County, responding to allegations of fraudulent ballots and improper counting. Stocks ended mixed, the Dow up 123, the Nasdaq down 64. This is AP News. Air travel's getting back to normal after a computer glitch that caused delays and long lines at airports today.
The system that provides check-in services for several airlines had some computer issues that caused delays and long check-in lines across the country. Sabre, a company that books flights, says the problem has been taken care of and measures have been taken to prevent it from happening again. However, there were reports of long lines at some airlines hours later. The problem impacted American Airlines, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines. I'm Mike Hempen.
A federal judge has ruled a parents' group can move forward with a lawsuit alleging an elite public high school in Virginia is discriminating against Asian American students now to boost the enrollment of blacks and Hispanics. More than 70% of the students now at Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology are Asian American. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.